Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and for the last goddamn time, you weebs, what part of Oda said trans rights do you not understand? Jesus Christ, this character's been in the story for a year already! And with me, I have...
You know, in a way, we are all castaways. Do, 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 do.
And
I went with the boss for $500 million. We're rich. We're millionaires now. We become what we hated.
Wait. Well, you know, half that's gonna have to go to taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Cause,
but I mean, look, once it's all said and done, we're still gonna have more money than we've ever seen in our lives. I can finally afford to cosplay Chainsaw Man with real chainsaws. And I
guess that's okay in Florida.
Dude, it's fine. Okay. What are the police gonna do about it? I'm pretty sure they already have their own chainsaw collections.
I can finally own a movie studio now. Or anime studio. I can just say, you know that manga project you want to get adapted? Come to me, I'll do it for you. Or hire the or get help from that black anime studio that been doing things.
Or a faction can finally become an anime.
It's fun to dream.
Yeah, I gotta do something with all that Bezos money somehow. What the fuck's he doing with it anyway? Other than getting into a pissing contest with fucking, you know, cryptocurrency Wario.
Clearly. He bought MGM just to do a 4K restoration of the Garbage Pail Kids movie. Which is so ungodly boring.
The internet lied to me. It told me it was glorious shit.
It's just a grotesque as fuck.
It's just boring. Really boring.
Blurg. Anyway, here we are, episode 223. So, how's everyone's past week or so been going?
Well, for me, I did something very brave, very adventurous. I crossed state lines and went on a little vacation for a couple of days to the beach. Because, after being cooped up inside for almost a year and a half, I think I've earned it. And, it was very good to go out into civilization again and not have to think about anything. It's good to not think about stuff, but, fun times all around. Didn't do too much because you can't do too much when you're only there for two nights, but, it's just good to just get away for a little while.
Yeah, it sure been it is.
That's pretty much all I did because as soon as I came back, it's back to work, and I hate holiday weekends so very much. People suck. People are the worst. This is why I travel before the holiday. So I can get away from all the crazies before they come in.
Yeah. I really gotta get out of town sometime. Like, really out of town. But, Mark, what about you?
It's been quite useful for me. It's been all to be all to that. That happy little barbecue thing going on since. Well, since, cause, you know, it's a family union thing, which, well, thankfully I'm vaccinated, but it was the usual thing. Which is, like, the usual thing of me being a couple hours in, I did a couple hours, I'm gonna go home. I'm an introvert, in case you didn't notice that about me. Even our own family, yes, that can happen with you too.
Yeah, except for when you, break into my place and, you know what you did.
It's just you. I'm used to you.
Yeah, but I'm not. Especially because it's always on uninvited. Like, dude, Suntory whiskey is expensive. You know how much that cost me a bottle?
Well, must be that much, huh? Hey. He's like cats in your place. You like cats, don't you?
Well, yes, I do like cats, but, you know... I can't give cats liquor. That's illegal. Apparently.
Oh, well, you can't.
It's a long story. If I say any more, I'll get in trouble with the...
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Okay, okay. Okay, and I will say this, and even though this may seem like, why you mentioned this on here, I now own every Watanabe anime show on Blu-ray, kind of.
Yeah, Netflix, get to it.
Hurry up. Somebody...
Get someone license it. Just not the Sentai, though. I know y'all did the most Netflix dubs.
Oh, that's a can of worms we're not ever going to get into right here.
Yeah, I know, but still, I'm going to count Tuesday on Blu-ray, damn it.
The salts can flow in other ways. That's what we have podcast O&A for. But anyway, as for me, not really much of anything other than I finally caught up with damn near all the manga I've been meaning to. I just got this big old thing of Uzumaki that I need to fully finish. I'm like 6 chapters in. And I finally booted up Resident Evil Village. The tall vampire lady is in it for less time than I was expecting. I was still very upset I had to kill her. But Rob, doesn't she like transform into a giant monster? I am aware. Sometimes it's hard to turn down the simp factor, okay? But that's neither here nor there. But what is here, and, well, not technically there, but here, is our usual weekly business. So, of course, as always, we're going to start off with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there will be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and pick up some new tunes and anticipate some new albums. And this is kind of an interesting week. Last week, pretty much all the songs we had, you could file into the realm of pop, electronic, and hip-hop. But this week, it's pretty much all rock and metal jams. It just kind of worked out that way, that all the notable songs in our wheelhouse were in that vein. I guess the universe was trying to balance things out, like, I don't know, a metaphor for balancing or some shit, I don't know.
Yep, that means I'll take a break. And also, I'm talking about that fucking Eminem song, no way, so there you go.
Wait, there was an Eminem song? Actually, never mind, I don't want to know.
Yeah, see,
But anyway, first song on the docket here. So, it's been a while since we've heard another bedroom cover from the guys at 2 Minutes Too Late Night. They've been busy with a bunch of other things, such as their Splitsville, you know, live stream things that they've been doing. And apparently a new series where Gworsenio just goes through this old booklet of CDs he had in high school and reviews whatever's in it. Fucking has one of those, like, portable CD players and everything. God, I remember having something like that back in the day. That was a while ago. Holy shit. But anyway, time for another bedroom quarantine cover. And this time, it's from none other than Space Ghost's wife, Bjork. Specifically, a cover of the song Hyper Ballad, one of the singles from her third album, Post. The original song embodies, you know, the electronic art pop approach that she was doing during that era, with this kind of scratchy brush-style drumming, a slow and steady building of all these, like, electronic sounds and vocal performances, eventually swelling nicely in the chorus, especially with that weird spacey synthesizer thing and all that. Good song. Pretty great album. And your lineup for this cover is as follows. Steven Brodsky of Mutoid Man and Cave In on vocals. Sergio Vega of Deftones and Quicksand on bass. Adam Dutkiewicz of Kill Switch Engage on guitar. I'm probably pronouncing that last name horribly. Tanner Wayne, formerly of Chiodos, currently of In Flames, on drums. And additional synthesizer work from Ben Chisholm, frequent collaborator of Chelsea Wolfe. And of course, we can never forget Gworsenio Hall on guitar. That's very important. And at the very least, we know that Adam's been keeping in shape in an interesting way during this quarantine. Either that or he really just likes okay go. Either way, I can't imagine it's very easy to try playing guitar while riding on, you know, a treadmill. Seems like a very hectic mental concentration act. But as you would expect, the song is a very, post-metal style translation of the more lengthy, you know, kind of pseudo-droning vibes of the original song, mainly with a lot of the tom grooves and the drums building that perpetual sense of anticipation up until, you know, everything swells up in, like, the choruses and everything. Guitars work pretty well in creating that soaring ethereal vibe, you know, especially with some of the heavier parts and those really great leads in there. Brodsky does his best to match, like, Bjork's vocal style, but I can't tell what exactly is off here. Either he's too off or not off enough. Bjork is a very particular vocal style, if you've listened to her music for long enough. I mean, good cover and all, but that's the only thing I'm kind of iffy about.
Mm-hmm. Now, my Bjork knowledge is admittedly pretty, nothing. But judging this on its own, it's a very fine rendition with a great focus on the layering with the synths and the guitar harmony lines working together here. And, you know, having the video filled with a bunch of non-sequitur clips doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, gotta love that 2 minute style of humor. Especially Brodsky with those troll, you know, pixel sunglasses. You know the ones. Eh, fun times. But now for the opposite of fun times, i.e. ungodly boring. I would say, do we have to? But it's already on the list at this point, so we might as well. Or I guess Alex, since this is technically more his wheelhouse.
Okay. So, I'm pretty sure we all know who Chris Jericho is. He's a wrestler. He's in a band called Fozzy. He's not very adverse with the art of eating hot wings. We still remember that. Yeah. But it seems as though it's time to get the Fozzy train back up and running, and this time it's on a wooden roller coaster, which is incredibly uncomfortable. Yeah. But yes, we have a new one-off single from Chris Jericho and Fozzy called Sane, which, well, coming from your resident habitual wrestling fan who hears Fozzy at least once a week on TV, this is definitely a modern active rock song that's going for the same formula that Judas had, almost with an identical structure in the chorus. I don't know if the similarities are intentional or not, but I can pick up on that kind of easily. Honestly, though, I can say I've heard worse from them, and this isn't a drag like most of the tracks in that last album of theirs, which, it's not good when you're a one-trick pony and your album is a one-trick pony as well, I'm just saying. Diversify your portfolio, guys. But, yeah, this song is what it is. It's serviceable enough to get, play on Octane, I guess, but, yeah. But seriously, though, wooden coasters, ungodly uncomfortable. Don't ever go on them if you're not prepared, because you will be in for a bumpy ride and, might rattle around in the seat a little bit, and it's painful.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those things have probably incurred lots of lawsuits as well at amusement parks. I would not be surprised. But you say diversify their portfolio, but I would disagree, because this song has something that I don't think I've heard in a lot of modern hard rock, or at least from the camp of Fozzy. An obnoxious trap drum break in the second verse.
Yeah, that's not what I meant, guys. I meant stuff like Chasing the Grail, your one good album. More stuff like that. Get Mike Martin back in the fray. Good lord.
God, just the second that hit, it was like, I was falling asleep through this whole song. Then that happens, and my reaction is like, the fuck is this shit? And then I go back to falling asleep again, because, God, just, yeah, this is just like Octane filler and nothing else. And, you know, I'm just going to say it, from what little I've heard of Fozzy, Jericho's kind of weak as a rock vocalist. Like, even by this narrow, specific metric, I've heard better. There's your hot take for the week.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. But, yeah, this is what it is. No indication of an album, at least not yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's, we gotta wait for that, you know, 2 minute warning. But moving on to something that is at least interesting, we have this past week's entry into the Adult Swim Singles program. Yeah, we're at week 4 and we're already getting hit with a metal jam. Very nice. This one coming courtesy of a grind punk band called Cloud Rat. I've heard like one song of theirs before. I'm pretty sure I was digging for something to play, you know, on my college radio show one week, and that came up, and I thought it was interesting enough. I really gotta go back and explore their discography and shit, but, yeah, we have this new single from them called, Mother Tongue Glitter Belly. There's kind of like that squiggly thing. I don't know what the proper term is for it, but it's sort of dividing it like it's supposed to be like two songs in one, because it kind of is like, okay, 8 minutes long. That's pretty long for something in the grind style. And it certainly comes ripping out of the gate with, like, you know, all the rhythmic tendencies you would expect. D-beats, blast beats, extremely explosive, you know, fuzzy tone guitars bursting out as it rides, you know, the fast and furious tempo progressions, the chords, the tremolos, all that good shit bouncing back and forth between vicious grind and some really gnarly hardcore, especially with the vocals being, like, raw as hell in their production and performance. So that kind of goes along for, like, the first 5 or so minutes, with maybe the occasional switch up into this vaguely post-metal chord progression kind of riding over top the fast rhythms, which certainly, you know, gets your attention. Then the back half kicks in with this, like, bizarre, computery, glitched, synthetic soundscape. A really, like, just weird, you know, progression to go into. Like, an extreme swerve. Like, you'll know it when you hear it. I will say, I'm intrigued. I'm really going to have to, you know, dive in to explore more of the Cloud Rat discography at this point, but this is a very interesting approach to this style of music, I will say.
Yeah, okay. Now, this track is weird. Weird in a good way, where it goes from frantic grindcore to atmospheric drone, but the vocals here are what kind of killed the vibe for me. I just cannot get into that very screechy delivery. It's just a bit of a deal breaker here for me. Like, everything else is fine. It's just the vocals aren't doing it. I want less this and more stuff like, I don't know, Death Heaven. That's the only thing that comes to my mind. It's like, you've got the Death Heaven feel. Then the vocals happen, and it's just, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's certainly an interesting perspective. But speaking of Death Heaven, and speaking of metal bands that have been featured on Adult Swim singles, aw shit, I am psyched. So this past week, we got word that one of the best metal acts of the past few years, Zeal and Ardor, is dropping a new self-titled album due out sometime this year. No release date yet, but given how hype I usually am about their music ever since their Adult Swim singles feature, I have to be there. I have to hear this, because it's going to be some fine shit. And if this new single is any indication to go by, some exceptionally fine shit. The new song here is called Run. And it rips out of the gate just with this very menacing vibe. There's this aggressive vocal, you know, running kind of at this vague syncopation. It sounds very, you know, darkly synthetic, just chanting out like this chorus of demons or something, and the rumbling of, you know, the drums as they pound away on this driving tom groove, with, you know, Manuel Gagné bursting through the instrumentation with his great vocals, with that kind of aggressive bluesy vibe going into full-on harsh black metal with those equally driving guitars. Everything just comes together with this hugely saturated sense of menace and dread. It's one of the most, like, viscerally intense feeling songs they've written. Like, it just starts up and you just get, like, that vibe right away. It is very good shit, and I need a date on that album now.
Mm-hmm. I can keep this short and sweet. This is supremely aggressive, with a fine blend of heavy riffage and more electronic elements fusing together. Stuff like this is more my style. Everything just sort of blends really well with each other. It makes for a very intense listening experience, which, hey, I'm all for that. I'm all about that intensity up over here.
Indeed. Now we move on to our last two tracks here, two that actually do have release dates, both in July. Funny that. So first up, as we already know, At the Gates will be coming back with their newest album, The Nightmare of Being, on July 2nd. And we have the second single here from the album, The Paradox. And it definitely is a typical At the Gates song, especially in a lot of its groovage. In particular, you know, the drums playing, like, you know, a D-beat, those D-beats accentuated against, like, that heavy triplet guitar groove and tremolo. That's a pretty quintessential rhythmic motif of a lot of their music, and those are some pretty menacing tremolos. then we get a lot of those really, like, heavy grooves once the drums start, you know, grooving along more with the rhythm of the rest of the song, with some appropriately monstrous elements, like, you know, the very heavy closer, and even it's a pretty sweet guitar soloing for good measure. It's, you know, and it's pretty good stuff, and hell, even Thomas Lindbergh's vocals sound a bit better here than they did on the last single, so, yeah, I'm down.
You say that vocals are better, but to me, well, speaking of vocals I'm not totally into, this is another case, because I don't know what it is, but it's just the way everything sounds theory. Like that. I'm not feeling that at all. It's like, that's grating enough. Not as much as, say, those grindcore screeches, but it's close. It's close. The rest of the song, though, is fine, but that vocal delivery is just so grating. I don't like it. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that. I need some good vocals up in here.
Yeah, you seem very particularly picky when it comes to your vocals on the more extreme sides of metal. Too bad I can't think of anything that could probably fill that need this week. Oh shit, that's right. Alright, motherfuckers.
There we go.
Last song of the week, let's fucking go. So, Spirit Box. It's been however many years since, you know, they've been out, and people have been like, where's the album? Where's the album? When are we getting that debut? All these songs are great, but when are we gonna have full-length morsels that I can, like, you know, throw in my car and bang? Well, it is happening. And to correct my earlier statement, this isn't a July release. I wish it was, because that means we'd be getting it sooner. But we do at least have a confirmed date for the debut full length of Spirit Box, Eternal Blue, coming out September 17th. That's 4 months, man. It's like 3-4 months.
It's gotta be a long wait.
And you know what makes the wait sting even worse? The fact that they had to give us probably their best song yet, at least in my opinion, with the album announcement. It's a track called Secret Garden, and this one is mainly meant to accentuate the more melodious side of Spirit Box, like, more full on, and it does that magnificently right from the jump. There's this really great chord progression complemented by these, you know, catchy syncopated note bends, creating this, like, very lush post-metal atmosphere, one that complements Courtney Plante's vocals perfectly, along with, like, you know, that steady, somewhat at times off-kilter grooving of the drums. And then, you know, there's that excellent, you know, cleaner verse part, which has some really cool guitar noodling in the mix, which I believe Nick Nocturnal described as, and I quote, "That's some Tosin Abasi shit, yo!" And just killer verses, a really killer chorus. Seriously, Courtney LaPlante is just on it throughout this entire goddamn song. It is just heavy, while also very atmospheric and lush and gorgeous. Why does this have to be so far away? I want it now.
Yeah, it's so good. And, yeah. Easily most anticipated album of the year for me, right here. Because the tracks they put out so far have been excellent, and this point it's another great check with their more melodic side. Courtney carrying the song with her vocal passages with both those heavy chorus riffs and some more prog style guitar licks in the verse. It reminds me not so much Tosin Abasi, but more stuff from Pliny or the Contortionist in that vein. And it does prove that this band can go beyond, you know, the super aggressive styles of tracks like, you know, Holy Roller, and put out tracks that are in the same vein as Constance. Like this one. This is really good. 3.5 months until this album drops. I cannot wait that long.
Who knows? Maybe we'll get lucky and they'll be generous and move things up. I don't know. A guy can dream.
Yeah.
But with that out of the way, that does it for the new song discussion this week. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have a couple of news items to discuss. So, stay tuned. And we're back. Now to dive into the news topics, but... Oh, right. Hang on, we have to take care of something. Mark! Mark!
We're done talking. You can come in now.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I had no guns or, I don't know, hookers or... Never mind, let's go along.
I'm not even going to ask. But anyway... So, yeah, we have our news here, and it's just two things, so, you know, we'll take it as we go. First off, does anybody remember when John Wick Chapter 4 was supposed to come out the same day as The Matrix Part 4? That was supposed to be this month, and, as you can tell, shit happened. Also, the Akira remake was supposed to happen this month, but... God, that's a fucking train wreck and a half waiting to happen.
Will it be released or not? Joining alongside Avatar 2, which is still a thing, and Last Friday, which is never going to be a thing. So stop doing that, but yeah.
Yeah. But, obviously with, you know, the pandemic delaying a lot of stuff in the film production business, they're obviously still in the middle of, you know, working on John Wick Chapter 4. As far as what kind of progress they're making, they're, well, probably still working some things out. But we do know that there's a new addition to the cast, and it's a very interesting one. Of course, as we all know, Keanu Reeves, who's probably only half regretting the royalties he's probably getting from Cyberpunk 2077, stars as the title character. But one of the major new stars coming alongside him in this new film will be none other... than Japanese-British singer Rina Sawayama.
So, yeah, that was an interesting move on her. She outfit up to the meet in a move with Keanu Reeves and him kicking ass. And with dogs biting your nuts.
Oh, God, you had to bring up that one. I would almost rather you bring up the pencil. But, yeah, so, very interesting casting, you know. And it kind of makes sense, you know, the John Wick films usually tend to have some fairly diverse casting choices, which makes them pretty interesting, as well as, you know, all the violence as art form. But that's pretty much what we know for now. So, yeah, John Wick, you know, Keanu Reeves, Rina Sawayama, no clue what her role is. Still the same director, Chet Stahelski, because, you know, why would he jump ship at this point? This is his baby, and the man knows how to use violence in this almost artful way in his films. It's been a while since I've had to interrupt one of these episodes with a correction on my end, but I made a pretty notable slip up here. While Chad Stahelski has been the director on the John Wick films from the very beginning of the series, it's not accurate to say that this is his baby. Rather, the creation of the franchise is credited to Derek Kolstad, who has been the screenwriter on... well, the first three films. According to what I've looked up, he's being left out of the production of Chapter 4, which is a bit concerning, I'll admit, but, you know, I'm still looking forward to the movie. It'll probably still be a good time overall, so, yeah. Anyway, pardon the interruption, back to the episode. But, so, we'll have to wait on more information, because, God, you know, the second they put a release date to that film, I'm gonna be like, I'm going to be there opening night, just like I was with the last movie, because, oh my God.
Yep.
So, now with that out of the way, we move on from the realm of the cinemas to the realm of festivals, which once again involves people getting very optimistic, you know, about the festival proceedings. This time around, we have the 2021 lineup announcement for Shaky Knees, taking place October 22nd through the 24th. In Central Park, Atlanta, Georgia. And, our, you know, 3-day weekend, all the festival, and... where the fuck was I going with this? Sorry. Anyway, getting back on track. Your festival lineup. Of course, we always start with Friday. And, your lineup for Friday is as follows. Your major headliner is Stevie Nicks. The question about whether or not she'll be sponsored by Ocean Spray has yet to be answered. Anyway, your other featured acts for that day include You know, you don't have to agree to interviews if you're going to get so angry about them, St. Vincent. You can just say no. Anyway, aside from that, there's also Mac DeMarco, Dermot Kennedy, Dominic Fike, Ty Segall and Freedom Band, J Electronica, White Reaper, Noga Erez, Black Pistol Fire, Cults, Peachtree Rascals, Local H, as opposed to National H, Aaron Jones. Wait, I'm starting to sound like the substitute teacher. Anyway, Amigo the Devil, Forgivers, Frankie and the Witchfingers, Parker Gispert, T. John Street Corner Thieves, or is it Tahan? Leon of Athens, Specialists, and Songs for Kids. I'm guessing that's not like a dollar store knockoff version of Kids Bop. No. Let's hope it.
I hope not.
Okay, why the Frankie and the Witchfingers sound like a Ghibli movie?
Oh god, right, that movie did come out.
Oh yeah.
And apparently it wasn't good.
That's what I heard. And I haven't seen it yet.
Damn. Yeah. But anyway, who wants to take over the lineup for Saturday?
Okay, let's do this. For Saturday, for this very interesting festival lineup, your headliner is Run the Jewels.
RDJ!
Yeah. And right below them in second building, we have Alice Cooper. Okay. And, of course, we have famed one-hit wonders, Portugal the Man.
You don't even get the courtesy of the period pause.
No. Right a second hit. God. Anyway, moving on here. Another good one-hit wonder-ish band. So what else do they have? Royal Blood.
Okay.
Wait, they one-hit wonder what they made?
Remember that song, Out of the Black, the one that Christy Caracas directed the video for? We've been over this a couple of times.
I always forget that.
Yeah. Anyway, we have here Idols.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. Fall is just something that grown-ups invented. The Hives.
Ah, yes.
Yep. We have here a band I do get, compared to others, Living Color.
Hell yeah.
Yep. All right, next here we have Larkin Poe.
Who?
Okay, we have Arlo Parks. Kenny Hoopla.
Hoopla!
Not now, Mark.
Okay. All right, Mammoth WVH. The album's supposed to be coming out very soon.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mercury Rev. Lunar Vacation. Suki Waterhouse. Okay, Cloud Nothings. Neil Francis. Carly Hansen. Liza Ann. Geese. Kid Sister. Quinton Brock. The Alive. Songs for Kids.
Again?
Okay. And the Low Country Jukes.
Okay. Again, okay. As always, my reaction is, who are you people? And also, Run the Jewels. Yeet. Fucking hype.
Yeah, that should be good.
But anyway, that leaves Sunday.
All right, I'll take Sunday. Sunday, October 24th, we have the Strokes. Okay. Other bit we got Modest Mouse. Remember them?
Speaking of one-hit wonders,
not really.
Okay. Next one, how's the guitarist Stevie Bridgers?
Oh, yeah, the person that started pointless discourse on the internet. Everything has to have discourse these days.
Yep.
Okay. We got OAR.
I never liked them.
Okay, let's see what we got. Orville Peck.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Okay. All them witches. Witches everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. The Aces. Are they smoking? Tennis. There's tennis.
You know what? Fuck you. Fuck this. And fuck tennis.
Ha. We got. Okay. Next up, we got the Backseat Lovers. And their stains.
Isn't that, like, actually really uncomfortable, though? Like, isn't it? It's not anywhere near as erotic as people would have you believe from what I've heard.
Yeah, okay. And next we got Mitt Mobney. The fuck?
Oh, God.
Rit Mobney, oh boy.
And as you have heard of them for some reason, Blank Spectrum Pulse. All right, we got the Delta Spirit Airlines, the Brook and the Bluff. All right, okay, whatever. Black Midi, I know that one.
Oh, hell yeah!
Okay, we got Joy Aladokun.
I don't know.
Fuck it. Okay, fuck it. The Aubreys. Just the Aubreys. Michigander. Okay, we got Barty Strange. Looky, fuck it. Lower Town. And last but not least, Over Kids.
Okay, I actually did look up what this is. Apparently, this is the Songs for Kids Foundation. It's based out of Atlanta. It's a youth music mentorship program. You know, it's good stuff.
That's not bad.
I do question putting this for a festival with the likes of, say, J Electronica, Run the Jewels, Black Midi. Feels a little weird.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they passed that information along to, like, the Songs for Kids beforehand, and some of them were like, I don't know. Some of those kids are into Black Midi. Who knows? Those would be some cool kids.
There was like Run the Jewels. There's like the one song with them against the boo. Wait.
Love again. The kids singing that, yeah.
Fun for the whole family. Listen, if they can get away with playing that instrumental on Cartoon Network, which they have, I remember this very vividly from a few years back. But, you know, it is what it is. So, for those of you that are going to be in Atlanta around that time, I guess you have your fun, assuming that, you know, we don't get Pandemic 2 by that point. Dear God, I hope not.
Oh God, Pandemic 2, what's a boogaloo?
You know, as long as adults and, you know, people are actually getting vaccinated. God damn it.
Which we are, but, you know, not every other place in the world is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone should probably take care of that. You know, kind of seems like they might need the help.
Yeah, the rest of the world needs that shit, too.
Yeah, but, you know, some leaders don't want the help, which, I'm not even going to go there right now.
Yeah, let's just move on, because now that the news is done, there's one last little thing to take care of here, and that is the new album releases for the week of June 4th, 2021. Starting at the top, we have an album that you're all hopefully going to ignore, the new Atreyu project, Baptize. There's the new album for Red Fang, Arrows, something that's, you know, I'm going to listen to and not ignore. There is the new Rise Against album, Nowhere Generation. You know, if you still care about Rise Against at 2021, I suppose. There's a new collaborative album between Lil Baby and Lil Durk with Voice of Heroes. And last but certainly not least, Liz Phair returning with her first new album in over a decade with Soberish. Now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where could they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, just about anywhere where sometimes I do stuff, but most of the time I'm just lurking around at stuff. Sometimes I talk about stuff. I hear people are into that.
Yeah. Yes, they are. Anyways, Mark, what about you?
Usually on my site, usually on my site, where stuff happens. I should have a review out this week. And I didn't take it wet, but yeah. And also on Twitter, Meta Media, where I do stuff as well.
Yeah. As for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Curious Cat, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can, you know, email me, robert@surrealresolution.com for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Subscribe to the podcast on Google Play and iTunes. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up by the weekend, so subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever new stuff goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @SurrealRezzo, like us on Facebook, visit the website SurrealResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast ONA, all of that fine stuff. Be sure to jump into our Discord chats for, you know, memes, current events, did we mention memes? And of course, a shout out to the producer, Mr. E, for graciously letting me use his music for this broadcast. Podcast. Why'd I say broadcast? Shit. Links to his shit down in the description. Well, thank you for, you know, tuning in this week. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of the usual business. And until then, I don't have an outro. Sorry.